You're listening to a Big Finish production.
Hi, Tony.
I didn't do it, officer. It wasn't me.
You say that every time I come in here.
How's your day?
Long. I've been on the beat for 2 hours.
Oh, you need a cuppa. I'll pop in the back and put the kettle on.
Ah, oh, you're an angel.
Anything for one of our girls in blue.
Have you been busy?
Ticking over. Hardware trades like that. Should get busier in the spring.
Afternoon.
Oh. Hello.
Hello, sir. How can I help?
Just browsing, sir. In fact, I'll come back later.
What was that about?
That was Jimmy Lynch. He works for Hugo Blake.
Hugo? The gangster?
Lynch is a killer. I don't think he came in here looking for pots and pans.
He wouldn't do anything with you here. Would he?
Shut up shop, Tony, just in case.
Problem, Mr. Blake. There's old Bill in the shop.
How many?
Just the one. A WPC. Hobnobbing with Reynolds.
She's unlucky then, isn't she? Get on with it.
What if she calls for help?
Let her try. I've got a little something here.
Now, let's see. Arrow A should point to the front. Well, everyone knows that. Hello? Well, now, isn't that interesting? London, 1978, and someone's using a warped field damper. Probably about 300 years too early. Come on, Doctor. I think this deserves a closer look.
Done.
I'll call for backup. 166 to Oscar Delta, over. Oscar Delta, are you receiving me? Tony, where's your phone?
Here.
Odd. My radio's not working, your phone line's dead.
Can you hear that? It's coming from the backyard.
I hear it. Whatever it is. Is your back door locked?
I'm not sure.
It's stopped. I'll take a look.
Be careful. See anything?
Quiet!
Hello?
Who's that?
Shh!
Anyone home? Only I thought I heard... Oh, hello, officer.
Who are you?
I'm the doctor.
Tony, are you expecting your doctor?
Not that sort of doctor.
I said I'd be back.
Get out. I've got the law here.
Yeah, like I care. Bye-bye, Reynolds.
Stop! Put the gun down.
Well, if it ain't Daisy or Doc Green.
You're under arrest.
I don't think so, darling. I'm the one with a gun.
Oh, no, I don't think that's a good idea, do
you?
Who
are you?
So far, you've done terribly well. First victim unconscious and just about to shoot the second. But have you thought this through?
Will you stop talking?
You haven't allowed for two very important things.
What things?
This display cabinet, for one, and me! Run!
He's my prisoner!
I said run! I'll bring your friend.
All right.
You ain't getting away!
Police box.
Questions later, inside.
I said you ain't getting... What's that doing here? Yeah, no!
Easy, Tony. Just put you down here.
This is impossible.
Open the door!
Don't worry. He can't get in here.
Where is here? It's so big, but it was a police... Oh, What's this box doing here?
Oh, it's something I'll be putting together when I get a moment. More pressingly, there's a man with a gun outside.
You've got to come out of there sometime.
Sometime, but not necessarily this time.
Listen, don't think I'm not grateful, but who are you and how come you've got a magic police box?
I'm the Doctor, and this is my ship.
This is a ship?
And I came here to find a source of a warped field damper. Did you notice anything unusual?
You're asking me about unusual in here?
I'm talking about the shop. The field was strongly focused on it. What's your name, by the way?
Anne Kelso, WPC 166.
Ah, my three lucky numbers. I'll call you Anne. Well, anything unusual?
Well, there was something.
Ah?
My radio wouldn't work, and there was a strange sound from the telephone line.
A warped field damper would have just that effect, but it's far too sophisticated to use for jamming Earth technology. It must be something else.
Earth technology? Are you saying you're not from Earth?
Well, that depends.
On what?
On your reaction if I say yes.
Coppers. Damn. You won't be so lucky next time.
He's going.
And your colleagues are on the way.
Someone must have rung 999 when they heard the shots.
I'm going to ask you a favour.
What?
Tell no one about the TARDIS.
TARDIS?
My ship. I don't allow visitors as a rule, but in the circumstances...
Oh, you saved my life. I owe you a favour.
Thank you.
Not that anyone will believe me anyway.
Oh. It's best your friend doesn't wake up in here.
I agree.
Police! Anyone there?
Bravo. Who says there's never a policeman when you need one?
Anne, you were right. We got called to sounds of gunfire.
I'm fine, Ed.
What happened? Lynch!
It's okay, Tony. He's gone.
What happened?
This punter in a scarf stuck his nose in. Now there's coppers all over.
I asked you to do one thing.
I'll have him next time.
Let's get out of here.
No, no, oh no. No, no.
Whatever you're looking for, get it somewhere else. I'm shut.
I'm not buying.
You're looking for this damper thing, Doctor?
Quite, but it's not here.
Well, you can look somewhere else, then.
He just saved your life.
It was a strong signal. Of course, it could have been projected by someone nearby.
Hello, Anne.
Hello, Governor.
Nice to see you. How long have you been back in uniform?
A few months. This is Tony Reynolds, sir, the intended victim.
Hello, sir.
Who are you?
Detective Chief Inspector Nielsen, New Scotland Yard. I run the gang squad. Tell me, any idea why Hugo Blake should want you dead?
I don't even know him.
Is that a fact? Well, don't worry. We'll get him.
That's very reassuring to know. Isn't that reassuring, Mr. Reynolds?
I suppose.
And you are?
This is the Doctor. He saved our lives.
Oh, glad to help. Just passing by.
You're passing by all over a crime scene. I'm going to have to ask you to step outside.
I don't think you realise the seriousness of what's happened here, Inspector.
Chief Inspector. And there's been an attempted murder here. I take that pretty seriously.
Yes, yes, that's part of it.
Part of what?
Well, I don't know, do I? That's what I'm trying to find out.
You're what? This is a police investigation.
If you wish to see my credentials, here they are.
Unit.
The United...
I know what unit is. I was in special branch for 5 years.
Ah, well, in that case, could I talk to you in the backyard?
Briefly. I'll be 2 minutes.
I'm coming too.
Oh, are you now?
Splendid idea.
What's going on?
My detectives will look after you for now, Mr. Reynolds.
Here we are, the backyard.
Oh, I see. You're that doctor.
You know about his police box?
You really have worked with UNIT, yes. I am that doctor.
Anne, this man, he's...
An alien, he told me. Am I the only one who didn't know about aliens before today?
Doctor, I hope you're not going to tell me there are bug-eyed monsters involved in this.
Bug eyes are really very rare, and monsters, such a subjective term. However, aliens, Very likely.
I'll say it again. This is a police investigation. If I need you, I'll be in touch.
Oh, you already need me.
You might want my help too, with Mr. Reynolds. He knows me. He trusts me.
Well, that's an idea. I'll need a victim liaison officer for him. I can arrange an attachment to my team with your duty officer.
First thing, I suppose, is to get him away from here to somewhere Blake can't find him. But this is his home and he's got no family.
It'll take a while to get a safe house ready.
He could stay at my flat. It's not far.
Oh, I don't know if that's a
good idea. Nowhere else. And it'd just be for a few hours.
You seem to have everything in hand. I'll move my ship and get out of your way.
Make sure you do keep out of our way, Doctor.
Bye-bye for now.
Bye. Did that just... That box just disappeared.
Yes, it does that. Hopefully for good.
It was just bad luck.
Be quiet. I'm trying to...
You all right, boss?
My head.
Hugo, what happened?
Mrs. Blake, we had a bit of bother.
I'm speaking to the organ grinder, Jimmy. Hugo, talk to me.
Reynolds got away. Jimmy had him, but messed it up.
It was meant to be a quick job. He's got to die.
Why?
Eh?
Why's Reynolds got to die? I can't...
Mr. Blake, you should rest.
I can't remember.
Get a grip, Hugo. You've said it often enough. We're not safe until Tony Reynolds is dead.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, we won't be safe while he's alive.
That's right. So now we work out a way to do it again. And do it properly.
This is good of you, Anne. I don't want to be a bother.
You're not.
It'll only be until I can arrange an official safe house.
Yeah, I can't be away from my shop for too long.
Just until we get the people who tried to kill you.
It was Jimmy Lynch.
He'll get justice, but we want the rest of the gang too.
That's right. Blake, the Malone brothers, Frankie the Shiv, and the rest. Blake's wife, Kathy, is in up to her neck too.
You know the Blake gang pretty well, considering they're not on your patch.
I've done my homework. Girl's got to have a hobby.
Anyway, I'm off to the yard. I'll call when the safe house is arranged. You'll be okay here.
I'll be fine. Okay, Tony. Now it's my turn to make you a cup of tea.
Central 1-1 to Charlie Oscar, over.
Go ahead, Central 1-1.
I want a priority criminal record and background check on the following individual. Over.
Go ahead, over.
Tony Reynolds, owner of Reynolds Hardware, 282 Morgan Street.
All received.
I'm on my way back to the yard. Phone the results through when you have them. Central 1-1 out.
We've got to find him. He won't be at the shop, not if he's got any sense.
Then you send the boys out. And you watch any place you know he's been to. Pub, takeaway, anywhere. And you watch the shop just in case.
Who's that?
I'll have a look. It's that bloke with a scarf.
What bloke?
Well, he was at Reynolds' shop.
What's he doing here?
Who knows? Is he alone?
Yeah.
Make yourself scarce, Jimmy. He mustn't see you.
Yes, boss.
I'll see what he wants. Yes?
Good afternoon. Is Mr. Blake at home?
Who's asking?
I'll go straight through.
Where do you think you're going?
You must be Hugo Blake. How do you do? I'm the doctor. Nice to meet you. Found your address in the yellow pages. Oh, what a lovely place. Who says crime doesn't pay?
Who do you think you are?
I don't know what you're doing here, but if you don't get out...
I'm here to help. You've been playing with a warped field damper. That can be very dangerous if you don't know what you're doing.
A what?
Of course, maybe you do know what you're doing. Maybe you're not who you appear to be.
What do you mean?
In disguise. Naturally fat-faced, are we? Oh, or did we not fit the human mask?
Get off my face!
Naturally fat-faced, yes. My apologies.
You've got one last chance. Get out!
No. You're the one with the last chance. I just dropped by to tell you that whatever it is you're planning, I'm going to stop you.
Thanks for releasing her, Ian. I'll have her back to you in a couple of days. I've got to go. Call on the other line. DCI Nielsen? Yeah, that's right. Tony Reynolds. Have you got his background check? You what?
Sir.
Not now.
It's urgent, sir.
One second. What?
The surveillance team watching Blake's place just called in. There's a problem.
Of course, you may not be responsible for your actions. Maybe you're being controlled.
No one tells Hugo Blake what to do.
And if your alien friends are listening, let me say again, I'm going to stop you.
Aliens?
Nutter. Should have known it.
Go on, sling your hook before we get one of the boys to swing it for you.
I've said what I came to say, though I'm sure we'll talk again.
You better hope not.
I'll show myself out.
What was that about?
Trouble.
You'll wear a hole in the carpet pacing like that. Sit down.
Oh, I can't relax.
Watch the telly. Take your mind off things.
I thought maybe I'll pop out. You know, get some fish and chips.
You can't go out.
I'm starving hungry. I saw a chippy as we were driving in. It's in the next street.
I'll go.
You're a star.
But you keep away from the windows. And if anyone knocks at the door, you don't answer it. Got it?
Got it.
I'll be 10 minutes.
Oh, hello, Inspector.
Get in. You went to Hugo Blake's house. Why?
To provoke a reaction.
And did you get one?
Not what I'd hoped.
Blake is one of the most dangerous villains in London. You could get yourself hurt.
It's awfully nice of you to be concerned.
More importantly, you could jeopardise my investigation.
Oh, yes. How's it going?
Okay, until you showed up. Look, to be honest, there's been one unexpected development. Our intended victim, Tony Reynolds, I ran a background check.
And he doesn't have a background?
Did you know?
Oh, I suspected.
There's no trace of him. Not in social security, criminal records, bank records, nothing. I'm going to take him in for questioning. In the meantime, I want you to stay away from my suspects.
I'm sure you do.
I'm serious. Unit or no unit, I'll feel your collar.
You'll feel my... You policemen have such a wonderfully vivid terminology. Goodbye for now, Inspector.
And it's Chief Inspector.
Feel my collar.
I'm back. I'll just pop in the kitchen. Tony? Tony, I'm back! Where are you? He's not stupid enough to go back to the shop. Oh, he's exactly that stupid.
Come on. It should be here.
Your fish and chips is getting cold.
Anne?
Which part of police do not cross do you not understand?
It's my shop.
And it's dangerous for you here. Why come back?
I was looking for something, but it's not here.
What's not here?
Was this it?
Doctor!
Give that to me!
Can you tell me why you've got an encrypted microparticle multiband communicator?
That's a transistor radio.
Disguised to look like a transistor radio, but no.
How can you know that?
Just what is a... What did you call it?
A microparticle multiband communicator for sending messages between star systems.
Tony, you've got a space radio.
This is all going badly wrong.
Yeah, go on. Good job. Keep an eye on him. I'll be right there.
What's happened?
Jimmy! That was Frankie. He saw Reynolds going into the shop.
Nice.
Boss?
Reynolds is back at the shop.
I'll get straight round there.
I'm coming with you. I want to make sure it's done right this time.
You be careful.
There won't be no mistakes. And to make sure, we'll take the new guns.
Good idea. How long have you known?
Since I noticed the metal band on your wrist.
That's a health bracelet, isn't it?
Hardly. What's your real name, Mr. Reynolds?
Trenix. My name is Trenix. Reynolds is the name they gave me.
Who gave you?
The Law Keepers of Pandrin 5.
You're a long way from the Faradian system. If the Law Keepers gave you a new name, then they placed you here on Earth.
Yes.
Under a witness protection scheme.
Hang on. Tony.
Trenix.
You're an alien too?
It depends on your point of view.
And they've got witness protection in space.
Certainly. Witnesses are relocated to other worlds, other times.
Well, there's time travel. But that's... Wow!
Trenix, why do you need witness protection?
I gave evidence against some very bad people. They were sent down for a long time.
Bad? How bad?
The Sinestrans.
The Sinestrans. That is bad.
More aliens?
Criminals of the worst kind, totally ruthless. Built their reputation through murder and extortion.
What's that got to do with Hugo Blake?
The Sinestrans have a particular modus operandi. They use empaths to take control of others who commit their crimes for them.
Empaths?
Lemurans. Close cousins of the Sinestrans. They telepathically connect with a host and manipulate their subconscious. The victims don't even know they're being controlled.
So Blake or Lynch or others, they could be told to kill Tony, Trenix, and not question why?
The Lemuran empaths would have to be close to maintain control, almost certainly in human form, but yes.
None of this would matter much if I could get in touch with the Law Keepers. That's what the communicator's for when I need their help.
Ah, and that's why they were using a warped field damper to prevent you from sending a message from Earth.
Nothing's stopping him sending the signal now.
No, but we shouldn't stay here. Let's go to
You're going nowhere. None of you. Ever.
Mr. Blake. Hello again.
And Lynch.
You know me.
I know your friends here too. Ray Lennon, Benny Malone, Frankie the Shiv.
Oh, someone's been reading their I Spy book of gangsters.
Please, no.
Gentlemen, it's terribly nice to meet you, but I'm afraid you're making a very big mistake. You're being used by Sinestrans.
The who?
A criminal gang, very much like your own, but from another world.
Do you think we're idiots?
Yes, I do. And your subconscious is being manipulated. Think what you're doing.
Kill him.
Oh, stop. Look at your guns.
What?
He's playing for time.
What do you think you're holding? Revolvers? Look again. Concentrate. Those are Sinestran kill rods.
He's playing tricks with us.
Yeah, what's going on?
What's
They're not what you thought, are they? Why do you think you were made to believe you were carrying revolvers? Huh? I'll tell you. Because someone didn't want you to break your conditioning.
Wait. Frankie! Ray! Pick them guns up!
They're afraid.
What about you, Lynch?
Whatever this looks like, it's still a gun. And it'll still do the job.
Strange-looking gun, though, isn't it? Are you sure you're pointing it the right way?
What? Eh?
I'll take that!
Oi!
You were pointing it the right way, and now so am I.
Doctor?
Go on in. Shoot.
I will.
Doctor, no!
But not you lot.
You what?
Sorry about this, Trenix.
Trenix?
There's no other way.
No. No, wait!
Doctor, no!
Go on in. Shoot.
I will.
Doctor, no!
But not you lot.
You what?
Sorry about this, Trenix.
Trenix?
There's no other way.
No. No, wait!
Doctor, no! What is that?
Oh. Get out of here! Get out of here!
Oh. Hey, come Stop. Back here! Stop. This ain't the end of it, Doctor!
See you again, Doctor!
Shot me.
Talk!
Calm down, Trenix. You're... perfectly all right. Ooh, that's it, that's it. Shh, 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 shh.
Calm. Yes.
You can can understand us.
Not it. He.
Anne. It's still me.
Tony?
What was that thing?
It was a trick. It had to be.
Yeah, mirrors or something. Maybe they drugged us.
Or how?
I don't know how.
Well, we've still got to kill him.
What? Yeah, we've got to kill Reynolds.
I mean, we should go back to the house. You know, get some more of the lads.
Good idea. Strength in numbers. Get in the car.
Yes, boss.
Come on, all of you, move it!
I changed the setting to stun. Good, eh? It had the effect of scrambling Chenix's DNA coder.
Is what?
The metal band on his wrist. Well, now on his upper left leg joint. Not a health band. It transforms and regulates his own DNA to give him human form. The perfect disguise. But susceptible to interference from, say, a stun weapon.
It was intended to keep me safe.
It sent Blake running.
With any luck, the shock will break down his Sinestran conditioning. Chenix, you should be able to change back now.
Well, let me see.
Ah. Ugh.
Clever, but...
Ugh. I haven't been in my true form for years. It felt strange.
Your species? Gasorian, yes?
Well, yes. You know our people.
Of them.
I'm glad to have you back, Tony.
Let's go.
Doctor?
Yes?
I should be freaking out about this, shouldn't I? I mean, someone I've known for almost 2 years turns out to be a shape-shifting insect alien.
You're a police officer. Do police officers freak out?
Not usually.
You're practical, open-minded, and it's impressive. Come on.
My car's just here.
Charlie Hospital, Oscar Delta 166. Are you receiving, over?
That's for you, isn't it?
166 here.
Message from DCI Nielsen. He wants you at the yard with your witness as quick as you can, over.
Any reason, over?
He wants the witness in protective custody. Hugo Blake and his gang are going to be arrested tonight, over.
All received. On my way out.
Did she just say they're going to arrest Blake?
Well, that's good, isn't it?
That's hideously dangerous. Scotland Yard, go! And don't spare the horses.
Hugo, what happened? Did you get him?
He turned into a thing.
What are you talking about?
Like a, I don't know, like a big insect.
What?
That Dr. Geezer said it was an alien.
Alien? Boss, there ain't no such thing.
Oh, my head.
You need to relax, babe.
There's something going on here. Why did we want Reynolds dead?
You asked that before. He's got to be killed because...
Go on.
This is silly.
Maybe you both need to rest.
Kathy, I don't think we even knew this Tony Reynolds before.
Didn't we?
And look, here's something. The new guns. Look at this one. What do you see?
It's a gun, a revolver. No. Hang on. Is it? I haven't seen anything like that before.
I think it's a ray gun or something. Jimmy, you see it, don't you?
Give me that. Looks ordinary to me. Well, let's see. Frankie?
Yeah.
You killed Frankie!
That's right. And now I've killed Ray and Benny.
Have you lost your mind?
What are you doing this for, Jimmy?
I ain't Jimmy, you mug. In fact...
To tell you the truth, Jimmy hasn't been here for some time.
You're not Jimmy?
Then where is he?
I'm afraid the process for taking over his form was rather invasive. Jimmy Lynch is no more.
What are you?
I am Spandrin, of the Lemuran race, and I work for the Sinestran Syndicate.
Never heard of them. They from south of the river?
I think they're from a little further than that, lover.
I've been influencing your thoughts and perceptions, guiding your every move for the last 6 months, using your network to locate the turncoat Trenix. Now your conditioning has broken down, we're going to have to do things a little differently.
You can't control us no more!
Can I not? Mrs. Blake, take this.
Take that? Yes.
Cafe, put that down.
Shoot him for me, would you?
No!
Hugo, I'm sorry, I can't!
Well done. Now I'll take that, thank you.
Jimmy, please.
I told you, The name is Spandrick.
Here we are.
You sure I'll be safe here?
That's New Scotland Yard. It's the big house. Nowhere safer.
Let's hope so. Lead on. It looks quiet.
It's late. It's an office, not a police station. Most people have gone home. But not the gang squad.
All right, listen up. Briefing will be in 10 minutes. No one wanders off.
All right, Gav. Yeah.
So many policemen. Such long hair.
Doctor, what are you doing? Ah, PC Kelso, hello. And Mr. Reynolds.
Boss.
I've got some questions for you, Mr. Reynolds.
What questions?
Like why you don't appear on any public record.
Inspector, I've got to the bottom of that. It's quite straightforward, you see. Mr. Reynolds is an alien.
All right, shut it, you lot.
He's right, Governor. He isn't Tony Reynolds. He's
my office. Now.
What did you just say?
You said alien.
Say
alien.
Oh, yeah. Straight up. Unbelievable.
You don't use words like alien and in front of a squad of detectives.
It's a perfectly good word.
And it's true. He's called Trenix.
Hello.
He was a witness against some other aliens called Sinistrans.
Sinister.
They certainly are, and they're using Blake.
Oh, come on.
You've worked with UNIT. You know about alien threats.
I do, but I deal with villains now, and Hugo Blake is a villain.
Inspector, it is imperative that you and your men do not try to arrest Hugo Blake.
And why not?
Well, because you'll all be killed.
Fair enough.
Portal link secured.
Speak, Spandrick.
Matters have come to a head. We should escalate to the alternate strategy.
That strategy has risks.
There has been an intervention from a third party. Extraterrestrial, possibly extratemporal.
The time agent?
Perhaps. He's known as the Doctor. His provenance has not been determined.
Then it must be determined. We will proceed with the alternate strategy.
I concur.
Do you have carcasses for the purpose?
They are here. Five in total.
I will send five of the assassins.
Send them through. Celestials! My brothers! Welcome to Earth. Kneel by the cadavers. Place your hands upon their heads. You will feel yourselves leave your bodies and enter these others. Transference is complete. Stand.
This feels strange.
This body's weak.
It is necessary to use these human frames to move among them. You'll be returned to your own bodies when we are done, and the human flesh will be discarded.
And that's it?
And that's it.
These Sinestrans are trying to kill Reynolds at Trenix here because he's some kind of intergalactic snitch.
What's a snitch?
Never mind.
It's true.
But surely arresting Blake's gang solves the problem.
The Sinestrans will be regrouping. They'll be at their most dangerous.
So we leave him?
Well, for now, until I can come up with something to eliminate the Sinestran threat without provoking them.
Like what?
Well, like getting in touch with the law keepers who placed Trenix here and have them take him to safety.
His handlers? Well, that could work. Can you get a message to them?
I've got a communicator.
It would take them some time to get here. But with Trenix gone and under their protection, there'd be no reason for the Sinestrans to stay.
Well, that makes sense.
It's the best way, boss.
Yes. Thank you, Constable.
You should listen to her, Inspector. She's very good.
I know.
Give me 2 days, Inspector.
2 days? On one condition.
What's that?
Please get my rank right. Chief Inspector.
Agreed.
Thank you.
And now, do you have officers near Blake at the moment?
I've got one officer watching his house.
Oh, Chief Inspector, get him out of there.
Have you got that?
Yes, I've got all that, boss. I'm returning to the yard now. Out.
This witness must be...
Let go of me!
Keep him still.
Yes, Mandarin.
I just need to hold his head.
No!
This one knows of Trenix. He is at a place called Scotland Yard.
It is known.
He does not know the Doctor, but it is to be assumed that he and the woman are still with Trenix. We shall go to this Scotland Yard, destroy Trenix, and kill the Doctor and all who oppose us.
I say again, I am compromised. The Sinestrans are here. Send extraction team as soon as possible.
Good. That message will now be sent on a repeating loop until acknowledged.
Will this space radio work?
Well, I don't see why the Law Keeper shouldn't pick up the message and respond.
Well, they didn't before.
What?
Well, I used it a few months ago. I tried to. I wanted to ask about going home. I never heard back.
You didn't mention this before.
I thought maybe they chose not to respond. I mean, it's meant to be for emergencies only.
Was this important?
This is a last resort panic alarm. They should have responded. Sent help in some form.
The deal's off. No 2 days, Doctor. We're arresting Blake now.
What's happened?
My man outside his house is missing. Killed or captured. I'm going to find out which.
I told you, it's too dangerous.
I don't abandon my people. My men are armed and we're using a specialist firearms team. You can join us.
I will.
To observe only. Come on. Okay, we're moving out. I'll call D11 and arrange for specialist firearms to meet us at the RV. That's funny. It's dead.
This one too, boss.
Ah, you might find they all are.
Doctor, the communicators stopped working.
The Sinestrans are here. They've jammed your communicators, telephones and your radios too, of course.
I'm going to back hall.
Back hall?
Reception on the ground floor.
Ah, I'm coming with you. Anne, stay here. Keep Trenix safe.
Will do.
Me and my officers go first. Everybody, out.
How many people are in the building?
Very few this late. 3 or 4 reserve staff, then there's the officers on reception. Draw firearms, lads, just in case.
That won't do any good.
We'll see. Ready? There's no one here. There should be 2 officers on the desk.
They're behind it dead, I'm afraid.
And you will join them.
Lynch!
I am Spandrin.
So you're the Lemuran host.
You know us well.
Too well, I'd say.
You go, Blake. You're under arrest.
The little human thinks he's a lawkeeper.
Armed police, drop your guns. Drop them or we'll shoot.
Then shoot.
Open fire. What's happening?
A quarter lane signal at a guess within the field damper, seizing up your firing mechanisms.
Well done, Doctor.
A Sontaran invention.
Enough. Kill them.
Ready to die.
Doctor, Trenix insisted on coming down.
It's them.
Run!
Into the lift.
Trenix, I told you to stay upstairs.
I insisted.
I couldn't stop him. He's not a prisoner.
We have to get out of his elevator, quickly.
Why?
Because even the Sinestrans can't miss a target like this.
Force the doors. Now shoot!
Everybody out.
Just.
Where are we?
4th floor, canteen level.
We should go before Blake comes after us.
By the look of them, that's not Blake and his wife anymore, or his people. Those are Sinestrans occupying their bodies. It's the Sinestran way. They take over the dead.
Body snatchers. Oh, this just gets better and better.
Excuse me. The lift's coming up.
Run! Go!
Die!
Run!
We went the wrong way.
We're on our own for now.
Blake!
We need somewhere to hide. Through here, quick.
Well, we shouldn't be in here.
Why not?
It's the senior officer's restaurant.
You keep your sense of humour under pressure, I see.
Up to a point. Unfortunately, Blake, or the Sinestrian wearing his body, is right on top of us.
How well do you know your way around?
We can reach the stairwell through here. Come on. Here's our way out.
Wait, shh.
2 large signs just above us. I know you're up there. You can't get out!
We have to get back to the lift lobby.
This way.
The lifts have been locked off on the ground floor.
If they're tracking life signs, it'll be hard to get past them. But I can just open these doors.
Shouldn't we find the others?
We can help them by getting out.
Abandoned?
Look, I have a plan to stop Sinestrans, but it depends on... In fact, it requires that we get out.
But we'll come back.
My word, it's a long way down. Of course we'll come back. I need something to tie my scarf to.
You're not climbing down there.
Well, it's rather too far to... Oh, this will go. I'll just tie my scarf to this pipe. I'll go first. You follow.
I'll stay. I'll keep the Sinestrans occupied so they don't follow you.
That's brave.
I'll find the others. We'll hole up somewhere, maybe barricade ourselves, hold them off as best we can.
I'll be as quick as I can.
Here, keys to my car.
Thank you. The scarf won't reach all the way, but once I get to the end, maybe then I could drop.
Just be careful you don't break a leg.
Here.
Doctor, go!
Kill her!
You'll have to catch me first! Die!
After her!
Yes, Spandrin.
Spandrin, look!
What have we here? A precarious position, Doctor! Trusting your life to this fabric! Give me your gun.
Here.
So much for him. Scanning floors above for life signs. Trenix is with a group of humans. We will kill them all.
Human.
You want me? Come and get me!
Locked. No! Say goodbye!
Anne, here!
Thanks! That was close. Thanks.
Anytime. Come on, I left the others on the 10th floor. We picked up a couple more people, reserve staff. We'll join them.
Then what?
I'm working on that. Where's the doctor?
He was trying to get out. I heard a shot.
He's dead.
I don't... He might not be.
We have to assume he is. Come on.
God, we've been waiting for you.
Hello to you too.
What are we going to do?
We keep heading up. Those things have got exits covered and they're clearing the place floor by floor.
The Sinestrans aren't going to stop until they kill me.
We won't let that happen.
Sir, what are Sinestrans? This is Hugo Blake and his mob, isn't it?
Well, yes and no. You see...
They're aliens.
Anne?
They're aliens hiding inside the bodies of Hugo Blake and his wife and his gang. Trenix, give me your wrist.
Why? Oh, no, don't take that off!
Get it back! Quickly!
Here, you can put it back on.
Do not remove it again.
Take it now we've got the alien thing sorted. We can get on with staying alive. Good.
You all heard, huh? Let's go.
You all right?
Just please, don't take it off me again.
Oh, just because the show.
What?
I said so. Bug-eyed monster.
The floors above.
They cannot escape.
Their actions are futile.
Come on, lads. Just a little further.
I can hear them below us. They're catching us up.
Why not open a window or break one and call for help?
Sealed units, bomb-proof glass, not an option.
Oh, no.
What?
Up ahead. A steel door with a combination lock.
We're trapped.
They've stopped. We have them. Hurry!
They're coming!
I can get through this, I think.
You think?
It's sealed because the top floor is a classified area, the anti-terrorism unit. I was in special branch, remember?
You know the combination?
They're almost here.
I did. They're supposed to change the combination at least once a year. But you know what coppers are like. Everyone inside. Move!
Fire! Get them!
You had me worried there.
I had me worried there. Right, we're secure for now. We've got time to think.
Well, this door isn't going to hold them long.
If it doesn't, we've got nowhere else to go.
An iron alloy, fused with chromium and manganese. Fire! Again.
He's right. The door isn't going to last long.
Okay, everyone, grab something. Anything you can use as a weapon. Chair legs, hat stands, anything.
There is another option.
Doctor!
What are you doing up there?
Would you care to join me? Stand clear. Ladder coming down.
Everyone, up you go.
Sure.
Again. Enter. Kill them all. Where have they gone?
Hello, Spandrin. Lovely to see you again.
Doctor, you survived.
Thanks to an awfully long scarf and a good landing.
Well, let's put that right. Kill him.
That would be a very big mistake.
Stop. What do you mean by that?
Come up here and I'll show you.
A trick?
No trick. And you still have your guns. Come up.
Very well. At the first sign of treachery, kill him.
Yes, Spandrin.
Come onto the roof. My friends are there too. And here we all are.
Hello, Spandrin.
Doctor, how thoughtful of you to gather everyone. It will make the matter of killing them so straightforward. And your police box. I see where you hid from me. Your ship, I take it.
Yes.
A strange transport for a time agent.
Time agent? Me?
We suspected your organization might learn something of what was happening and intercede. The plan is too big to hide entirely.
What's he talking about?
It was always about more than revenge. Trenix was one of their own.
One of their own? Trenix isn't Sinestrian. He's... What was it? Gasorian?
Gasorians are ruthless killers. Mercenaries who offer their services to the highest criminal bidder. You killed for the Sinestrans, didn't you, Trenix?
He worked for the Sinestrans. Well, no wonder he was able to give evidence against them.
The best snitches are gang members. On the inside, makes sense.
That was my old life. This bracelet...
That bracelet not only controls your human form, it subdues your natural murderous instincts.
Does what? But I took it off him.
Then you were very lucky.
And I said you shouldn't have done it.
The question is, Spandrin, why do the Sinestrans want him dead, if not just for revenge?
As I am a servant of the Sinestrans, so the Sinestrans now serve others. They have made an alliance with an intergalactic group, with ambitions that will enrich us all.
The great plan you spoke of.
And what's that got to do with me? I don't know anything about that.
You know the identity of the allies of your former masters, the Sinestrans. After all, you have also served these allies in the past, mercenary.
You mean... them?
You understand now.
No, I won't say anything. I won't. Please, I wouldn't do anything to anger them.
They already have their eye on you. No one must know who they are. That's why you must be silenced.
No.
And these others. I will save your death till last time, Agent. And then I will have your ship.
No, you won't. You will not take it. And you will kill no one. What you will do is leave this planet.
And why would I do that?
You have your Sinestrans with you. Very impressive, the way you can place their consciousness within a host body.
A Lemuran gift.
The Sinestran mind moves in and uses these human bodies, so much less conspicuous than their own bodies, to which you can return them when they're done.
Correct.
DCI Nielsen, you and your officers can stand aside now.
My pleasure.
Hi.
What have you done?
While you were hunting my friends, I went to Blake's house and I found your Sinestran host bodies. And here they are.
For what purpose?
Oh, just to tell you that if you don't leave here, your Sinestrans will never be able to return to their bodies. I won't allow it.
You won't allow it?
These bodies are held within an Artron stasis field, generated by my TARDIS. I'm the only one who can deactivate it And I won't do that unless you leave.
You're lying.
Are you prepared to take the chance?
I believe I am.
I'm not.
Nor me.
You'll do as I tell you.
You will not trap us in these bodies.
Well, it seems I've got someone's attention.
Enough! Sinestrans! Kill him!
Kill me, and those bodies will remain in stasis forever.
I said kill him!
No, 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 we won't.
You will obey me!
Not this time!
Are they not listening to you, Spandrin?
Why, that's criminal.
No honor among gangsters.
He's bluffing.
It's easy for you to say. You don't have a body.
What's he saying? No body?
Lemurians are nebulous in their natural state. Simply collections of charged sentient particles. They exist by moving from one body to another, subsuming the host and moving on when the body is done.
That's horrible.
Yes, they are.
I will do this myself. Give me a gun!
No! You won't condemn us, Spandrin.
You would kill me, Spandrin.
Trenix, get back.
Then maybe I should be true to my nature. Get rid of this wrist device.
Nielsen, get your people off the roof. The Sinestrans won't stop you now. Go, save your men.
What? All right, everyone. Off the roof. Good luck, Doctor.
And you too.
I'm sticking with you.
Stay back, Trenix! Stay back! I will be true to my nature. Like a saurian, make sure. Ah, no! So it is you that dies, Spandrin. Hmm? How does it feel?
Trenix, keep back.
I want to watch him die. I was sent to kill you, Trenix. And one way or another, you will die! No! No!
What's he done?
Spandrin has transferred himself into Trenix. And Trenix is gone.
No!
This body, so strong.
Doctor, get down!
Interfering human, I'll kill you first.
You could try. Spandrin!
Silence! I have no more need of you.
Kill him!
We have no more quarrel with you, Doctor. All the humans.
I'm glad to hear it.
Spandrin is dead. Can we ever return to our bodies?
There are processes that can help with that. I know of a justice planet where they can undo Lemurian transfers.
A justice planet?
Best place for you. You can't go back to your bosses, not after killing your empath. You might consider becoming witnesses and entering the protection program.
A justice planet? That's like a prison?
Very much.
In which case, Sinestrans, you're all under arrest. Doctor?
Well, I've delivered the Sinestran killers to justice and reunited them with their own bodies.
That was quick. You were only gone about a minute.
Ah, yes. Well, my spaceship is also a time machine.
I knew it. That's how you got back from Hugo Blake's place so quick. Spandrin was right. You're a time agent.
Lord. Time Lord. Not quite the same thing. I'm a traveller.
Yeah, but a traveller in time and space. Oh, that is cool. Could I maybe have another look inside?
Be my guest.
Thank you. Oh, this is so amazing. Where will it take you next, this space and time ship?
I haven't decided yet. Sometimes it decides for me.
I thought you might want to find out more about the partners of the Sinestrans and their plan.
Well, I wouldn't know where to start. The Sinestran prisoners knew nothing. They were just foot soldiers. The details died with Spandrin. Probably just one of the many criminal conspiracies the Sinestrans usually have planned.
Maybe you need a trained investigator to help. Well?
Are you asking to come with me?
That depends.
On what?
On your reaction if I say yes.
You are a remarkable person. I was particularly impressed when you stayed behind on that rooftop.
I wouldn't have left you alone.
So I saw. Life in the TARDIS isn't for everyone, but you decide. That switch starts the takeoff sequence. Think it over, and if you think you might want to come with me... Welcome aboard, officer.
You've been listening to Doctor Who, The Fourth Doctor Adventures, The Syndicate Master Plan, The Sinestran Kill by Andrew Smith. The Doctor was played by Tom Baker, Anne Kelso, Jane Slavin, Hugo Blake, Ewan Bailey, Jimmy Lynch, Nicholas Kahn, Tony Reynolds, Leon Williams, DCI Scott Nielsen, Frank Skinner, Kathy Blake, Glynis Barber. Other parts played by members of the cast. Script editor John Dorney, producer David Richardson, director Nicholas Briggs, executive producers Nicholas Briggs and Jason Hay-Gallery.
It was as a child that I first became fascinated with these magnificent creatures. And now, transforming this small planetoid in my galactic estate, I have fulfilled my life's dream, collecting together every known species of the terrifying primal wonder known as the Drashig.
Coming soon from Big Finish Productions, The Fourth Doctor Adventures, Planet of the Drashigs.
Ah!
What was that?
Let's walk faster. A Drashig.
Visitors?
They've found us!
The Drashigs are doing things, seem to know things that they couldn't possibly know.
They're out there!
Well, that door's double-layered bromelium alloy. The only metal in the galaxy they can't bite into. It'll hold.
Do you require assistance, Master?
K-9, help us!
Affirmative.
Your laser, K-9.
Who are you?
I'm the Doctor. This is Anne Kelso.
Hello.
And this is my park.
Your park, Lord Bray, is completely insane.
Big Finish. We love stories.